AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
I was driving behind this truck the other day, and it had a sign on it that said regulated garbage. And I can't recall ever having seen a sign like that or those two words put together. And it just struck me like, that's really interesting. I made a note of it. And then I was thinking, what is regulated garbage? And then your imagination kind of kicks in. You're like, well, there's so many things that are regulated garbage. Politics, that's kind of like regulated garbage. Media, sort of like regulated garbage. Garbage is probably regulated garbage. There's regulations on everything. It just kind of struck me. There's so many, just an interesting two words that are put together that I'd never really noticed before. So I was curious about what actually is regulated garbage. And turns out it's from the USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture. And as of May 30th, 2024, regulated garbage is being regulated or has been regulated to protect agriculture and our natural resources from the introduction and spread of plant and animal pests and diseases. So makes sense. We want to protect ourselves domestically from that kind of thing, but also from vessels coming in from the ocean, from airplanes outside of the United States, except Canada, apparently. So there are just rules around garbage being moved around, animals, plants, that kind of stuff. So makes sense that you would want to ensure that we don't contaminate ourselves or other people don't contaminate ourselves via garbage. You don't want to introduce something into your ecosystem that could damage it, that could contaminate, that could hurt, cause harm to it. Think invasive species. You familiar with that? I grew up in northern Minnesota, right on Lake Superior, and we were always struggling with invasive species of like mollusks and just all kinds of lamprey and all different kinds of things that would be brought in from the ships that came all the way from the ocean through the St. Lawrence Seaway and then into the Great Lakes and Lake Superior and all that. So there's another example. Makes sense. You want to try to control. That being said, what is another example of something that we are introducing into our ecosystems, in this example, our bodies, that is extremely harmful, damaging? And if we're doing it voluntarily, why are we doing that? And if we're not doing it voluntarily, but it's happening, why is it happening? Or if it's happening and we know about it, why is it happening? RFK Jr., Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., whatever you think about him, but not really relevant necessarily, or maybe it's totally relevant. He's very outspoken on lots of topics, but he is incredibly outspoken and really well-versed in the problems of our food system, specifically processed foods, and the impact that processed foods have had on us, have had on our ecosystem, have had on our bodies. And that impact then goes on to touch and impact everything else. because these problems aren't just isolated. If I become obese and overweight, it's not only me that is being hurt by this, because then I become a full-time user of health interventions. If I have diabetes, I am now a full-time client of pharmaceutical companies. But I'll get into that. And obviously, I'm just not healthy. So if this is so plainly happening, and we put such a focus on regulated garbage and everything else, we have regulations for everything. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? What are you doing? Yet we're really not paying super close attention to this. Or maybe we are. Maybe somebody is. Are you? How close are you paying attention to this? So RFK Jr., in a really recent public address, he said that one of the most important issues that we are facing is American healthcare. And he talked about how nearly three-fourths of Americans are overweight or obese. Nearly three-fourths of Americans are overweight or obese, with 50% of children classified as overweight or obese. Yikes. He then went on to say that 120 years ago, when somebody was obese, they were literally sent to the circus. They were sent to the circus as a curiosity, a freak show. You could Google or search whatever, you know, the fattest person in the world, world's fattest man from 100 years ago. And it just looks like somebody you see at the store today, or just walking around. You see them riding scooters around Disney and Walmart and wherever else, everywhere else. There's a reason that now there's a whole parking lot for scooters outside of our stores, because of the statistics that I just mentioned. But back then, obesity was virtually unknown. Today, like he was just saying, three-quarters of adults are overweight or obese, half of children. But it's not just that. It's not just that obesity and a poor diet or poisoning, a diet that poisons us, just doesn't just make us obese. It contributes to other major chronic issues as well as autism. Goes on to say that we spend more on healthcare than any other country on earth, twice what they pay in Europe, and yet we have the worst health outcomes of any nation in the world. Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. How do we reconcile that? That we spend more on healthcare than any other country on earth, twice what they pay in Europe, yet we have the worst health outcomes. It's amazing. 20% of children and 40% of adults have obesity, according to the CDC. Obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30 or above. So it goes on to blame ultra-processed foods, toxic chemicals as the culprits behind the poor health that's plaguing so many of us. He argues that processed foods are linked to a variety of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Suggests that there's so many unhealthy things like sugar, artificial additives, just so much crap that's going in. He also contends that we have essentially stripped out all the nutrition from processed foods. So instead of getting the vitamins and the minerals that we need, it's just empty calories that we're shoving into our faces that are making us sick and fat. So many chemicals and additives go into these processed foods. You wonder why you can buy something and it just stays. You can just keep it in your house for years or weeks or months. Whereas if it was just a regular loaf of bread that you baked, you can't keep that for very long. So we know that this processed foods, chemicals, additives, all this crap has terrible, terrible, terrible consequences to our health. But maybe we don't know that. Maybe we are trusting that the USDA and the FDA and the CDC and the WHO and the, I'm sure that there's a dozen other government agencies that I'm missing. So sorry that I'm missing you. I'm leaving you out. That ought to be keeping an eye on this stuff, because isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Aren't these agencies there to protect our health and our well-being? I don't know. So why is this happening? If everything that he laid out is true, why is this? And he argues that these companies have prioritized profit over consumer health, and that these regulatory agencies are failing to actually protect us. So what do you think about that? Were you aware of this? Are you aware of the potential dangers in our food that we eat, processed foods, fast foods, all this stuff? Maybe it's gotten to the point where we've forgotten that fast food used to be a slur, and we knew that fast food wasn't good for you. We knew that. Maybe we've forgotten. Now it's just what we do. Now going to a gas station and buying lunch at a gas station is just kind of part of the deal. We're doing drive-through. It's okay. It's fine. This is what we do. I don't know. What do you think? I know this, that when I was a kid, he was talking about 120 years ago. Well, when I was a kid, I'm 45 years old. When I was a kid, we had one overweight person in our entire class, maybe in our entire school. And I remember her. I'm not going to say her name, but we all remember her. And if you're my age or older, you know this to be true. It was one overweight person. Not half, not three quarters, one, singular.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
What's changed? I don't know. So much. Time Magazine, potentially in response to RFK bringing this to the forefront, bringing this into presidential campaign, bringing it into presidential politics, Time Magazine releases a story that says, what if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? F you. F you, Time Magazine. Regulated garbage. Media. Big media companies, legacy media, corporate media, regulated garbage. Absolutely regulated garbage. Time Magazine literally last year ran an article about the dangers of processed foods. And now Hey, what if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? Oh, what about that? What about that? If these just aren't the death knell for all of these outlets, Time Magazine runs a story like that. What if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? No, they're worse. What if they're way worse than you think? So, where does it all come from? Where does all of this come from? If in such a short amount of time, we've gone from one person in an entire ecosystem being overweight to three quarters being overweight, when our grocery stores are overrun with processed foods, what's the cause? What's the culprit of this regulated garbage? Show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money. Yeah. Yeah. If you're curious what the motivations are, if you're curious why things are the way they are, follow the money. Follow the money. I wonder, does big food, does the ultra processed food industry, do they spend any money lobbying our elected officials on Capitol Hill? Oh. Turns out they spend the most. Shocking. Shocking. They spend the most on lobbying, $1.15 billion. That can't be true. They can't spend more than gambling, can they? They sure can. Gambling spent $817 million. They've had a big couple of years. What about tobacco? $755 million. What about booze? $541 million. Is that it? Is that where we should stop following the money? No. There's more money to be made here. Top pharmaceutical companies based on global anti-diabetic revenue, $13.7 billion in 2017. I bet that number's bigger today. Just like we're bigger today. Who else? Who else could be interested in this? Who else can be helping? Who else could be helping to address this giant? It just pours out of me. This gigantic, this colossal problem. What about Ozempic? What about Wegovy? Goldman Sachs predicts that these drugs could boost the U.S. economy by $1 trillion in a couple of years. So now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense. Greed. They do not give an F about you. They do not give an F about you. In fact, they don't want you to be dead. But they want you to be pretty close to being dead. They want you to be so sick that you're still functional, not sick enough to die, but just sick enough to continue taking their drugs. And now they want Medicare to pay for this too? Of course they do. Of course they want Medicare to pay for the obesity treatments and the weight loss drugs. So Big Food wants that. Lobbyists want that. Lawyers want that. Everybody wants it. Regulated garbage. What a great term. What a great term. That's what big food probably has always been. It's what pharma is. It's what Washington is. So I'm not advocating for any particular diet. I'm not saying that you should be a vegetarian, a vegan, you should go keto, you should do paleo, you should do carnivore, you should do South Beach diet, Atkins diet, blah, 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 blah. What I am doing is advocating that you don't effing kill yourself and your loved ones by ingesting toxic chemicals and toxic foods and additives, because that's what we're doing. You want to kill yourself? I guess go for it. I'm not happy about it because I'm paying for it. As a taxpayer, you eating yourself into oblivion and then pumping yourself full of drugs so you can continue eating yourself into oblivion is costing me money, probably bankrupting our country. I don't like that, but oh well. The libertarian in me says, you do you. But I don't want you to kill your kids. Can we all agree that killing your kids is bad? Oh. Well, I guess we can't do that either. Darn it. Darn it. Unregulated garbage. What I want is for everyone to get what they want. To lead happy and healthy lives. To be strong enough to enjoy life. Life is short and it's less good when we're sick. It's less good when we're fat. It's less good when we don't feel well. And I don't know about you, but you know, you might feel good for a minute when you put that stuff in your mouth, when you put processed food in your mouth, but then you feel like crap. You're depressed. You don't feel good. You can't move. You can't exercise. You can't play. You can't do the things that you want. And you're not going to live as long. You're reducing both your lifespan and your health span. And for what? For what? Maybe you're addicted to food. Maybe you're addicted to convenience. But we make trade-offs. So we're going to pay for this at some point. If you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, you're overweight, you're suffering from this stuff, you have time to turn this around. If you're in your 50s and above, you might be in trouble. It's never too late. I think that you should attempt to turn things around. Start leading a healthy lifestyle. Again, not advocating for a diet, but stop eating processed foods. Eat whole foods. Eat vegetables. Eat fruits. Eat meat. Meat and potatoes. Eat some eggs. Have a salad. Don't put processed crap on it. Don't cover it in ranch dressing or anything like that. That's defeating the purpose. There are so many wonderful resources out there that are free for developing healthy diets, for doing meal prep, whatever. It's too expensive. No, it's not. It is not too expensive to eat healthy. That's a lie. It's a fiction. It's not true. Part of the unregulated garbage that we're getting from our news sources, from legacy media, stuff like that. Just exercise some common sense. If you're eating Big Macs, large fries, and a giant Coke, you're killing yourself. Be honest about it. If you're giving that to your kids, you're killing your kids. That's not cool. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy. You deserve both of those things. But like everything else in life, we're not entitled to it. We need to work at this. We need to educate ourselves and better understand the impact of the food that we're putting into our bodies, the impact of the medicine or the prescription drugs. Maybe that's the better term. I don't think any of this is medicine. I think that medicine means that it's designed to make you healthy. These prescription drugs are not designed to make you healthy. They're designed to mask the symptoms of the affliction that you are giving to your body. Going back to the regulated garbage, the idea was we need to keep damaging things out of our ecosystem. And in this example, processed foods are the damaging thing that you are bringing into your ecosystem, your body. That you are bringing into your ecosystem, your home. And that your children are then ingesting. It's not too late. Get to work, turning this around, educate yourself, create new habits, create new routines about how you do these things. It will be hard at first because we are creatures of habit and we do things, we follow habits and routines and everything else. But you're worth it. Again, one crack at life, make it as good as you can. I want you to be healthy. And I want you to be aware of the greater influences working against us. We're the product. We know that we're the product. We're the product of social media. We're the product of tech companies. We're the product of pharmaceutical companies. We are the products of, or rather, yeah, I guess that's the term. I mean, they're just using us to make money. That's not good. So, educate yourself. Develop some good habits. As always, do your part by doing your best.